You all got watch the video on the last at Golden Mile? There's these three guys that went to go and fight one old guy.
Oh, then old guy beat them in the
Then this one is like, oh, the people actually know how to
fight. Oh, look at that skill, bro. Holy shit.
They all say, the woman, the referee, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I like how, like, Uncle Power. One punch man.
No, I like how the guy.
One punch man.
One of the dudes, they try to throw a punch. Then they hit his face, but they never flinch at all, bro. They punch him back, that's funny. Yeah, but this is not in the podcast. Must say that thing.
Okay, fine. Fair enough.
Okay, start now. 3, 2, 1, go.
No. I can say rice.
Cannot. I say anything associated with this thing.
Huh?
Yeah,
you sure?
Yeah. Okay.
You sure?
You sure? Okay, you sure. Say one.
Okay, I say. Hurry up.
Okay, can.
Okay, we start now. Okay, wait. The tier list just what, out of 10 is it?
I don't care, I don't care. Food coming, bro.
Okay.
Can
my food
is
downstairs, bro.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, what the heck is up, mother shit? Okay, you do. What's up, guys?
Okay,
welcome back to another episode of podcast.
I've got about 2 minutes.
Today, we're going to be having a special episode all planned out for you guys here. So. Okay, let's start it off with a banger of an episode. I mean, a banger of a segment, which is everyone's favorite tier list, bro. Okay, start.
Tier list, okay.
Yeah, let's start off with a tier list, okay.
Hey, Becky,
okay, so today, today we're gonna be doing a tier list about Singaporean YouTubers. So recently, we have done a lot of food and all that stuff, like biscuits, whatever thing.
What?
Wait, so why we did biscuits? Biscuits.
Like snacks, childhood
snacks.
Snacks.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. Start lah.
Yeah. First okay. So right. No way. Wait.
Okay. Singaporean got so, man. I thought that's only 4 only.
No.
No lah.
No.
Oh, God. Who's that guy? The guy Daniel Tamago. I don't know.
Daniel Tamago lah.
I never watched before. Like, I hear his accent. Right. I don't know.
Oh, you don't say. So.
They cut it out.
Okay.
Oh, you cut out your spot. Your part thing.
So. Yeah, I know. Okay. So, we're gonna be rating them out of 10 because it's easier for us and we're too lazy to repeat all the words because, like, Aiden every time just don't care on. So,
at least I still don't lose the challenge yet.
Okay, so, the first YouTuber is the biggest YouTuber in Singapore, I think, which is Jian Hao Tan.
Yeah.
Last time,
bro. Last time he popular, bro.
Yeah, last time,
I don't watch anymore.
Yeah, I would say it's more like catering to more of the overseas audience
and the younger audience.
Yeah. Younger audience.
Yeah, like YouTube kids.
Oh my, it feels so uncomfortable seeing Singaporeans speaking in like trying to make the accent like the English accent funny.
but he got like a lot of like different channels already.
Yeah, he got like what?
Ladies first.
Ladies
gamers.
First.
Then got the gamer one. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how come from what not good gamers. Then that one already damn pro already. Then come out what Titan gamers. How thing is that? Try the brand push the brand too much already.
Titan gamers.
Titan gamers now.
I think something like that.
I forgot.
Not good gamers is quite cool lah. Good people who play games or something.
It's like not good gamers.
Yeah,
like,
that intro
yeah.
is damn pro, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, then come on, what Titan gamers?
Next. Hey, wait, you haven't read yet, bro.
Wait. Okay, I'll give it now. I'll give it like a 5.
Last time I gave like 7.
Now I give like 4.
Actually, now I don't even watch it, so I can't read it. But I put at 5 because it's like in between, so I don't know.
Okay, can I? Hey, people, what's the next one?
Okay, so the next one is. I would say one of the. No, not so fast. We'll go down the chain.
Down the chain for
so
what's the order?
What?
Like the like out for what I know, the biggest to the like the more local one.
Okay.
Like you get what I mean,
lah.
Okay. So the.
Yeah. So the. So this one, the next one I would say is Singapore's best YouTube channel, which is NOC, bro.
That one I never watched before, so I
don't know. Now cinematics, yeah.
Yeah, that one I'll give it like a 8, bro.
I'll give
that one, that one is legit more Singapore.
Since I don't know at all, right, I'll just put a middle of 5.
Bro, last time, right, last time I gave 9. Because, like, legit and OP last time. But now, like, they... Do the stuff are like less relatable. Although got Food King lah, but now it's like very modernized. So it's
yeah.
No one decoys already.
No, but last time their Food King right got cheap
bro.
Noodle, cheap rice. Then okay lah, can lah.
Yeah.
Then now it's now like I don't know what's yeah.
No, I think they're running out of ideas. Cause the COVID, I think maybe or they eat all the place already.
Yeah, now I give like 5.
Now, I also don't know. I
give any. Actually, to be honest, I also don't really watch a lot of Night of Cinematics. Well, and most I watch is Food King, bro.
I don't even watch Singaporean anymore, except
Sticky
Sushi. I don't watch
it. Dude, I think you only watch
Halo, bro. No, I don't
watch
Halo.
Right, Brownie.
You watch Halo and Fish.
Only watch those two.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so you're 2-5, I give 8. Huh?
Yeah.
I give some face, you know. Okay, so the next one is Wah Banana.
Bro, I don't watch Wah Banana now at all, you know.
Yeah, I don't watch it. I legit don't watch it. I don't know why, even though they probably still make good videos, right? Like, it's not... I don't find them that entertaining anymore.
Yeah, I know. Last time is not bad.
They had had a peak this year. Like, this year got a series of videos where, like, not bad one.
Eh? Which one?
Okay, now I can hear you.
Which one?
Okay, wait, let me see.
What are you talking about?
I remember got one stretch of videos where they put out, right? Then I always watch one. Wait, let me pull it up real quick. You all give your ratings first.
What are you talking about?
Wah Banana,
bro.
Oh,
bro, last time I give like 6, right? Now I give like... I don't watch.
I don't even watch at all.
Yeah, I don't watch. Now I don't watch.
Like, no, I've never watched it. Like, zero videos. Like, zero videos I watch.
Legit.
Yeah, I never watched it.
No, but I remember them for their transitions, for their types of something video. Then it got some like nice music. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to
go? Okay, let's go. Come on, this one, bro. Let's go.
Okay, no, screw the videos. I'll give it a 4 now. A 4. It's not that good already.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still good lah, but. Like, if you base off last time, all the videos get like almost 1 million views, right? Like around 500,000 to 800,000, right? Now, all the videos like, at most, right, it's like 300,000 only, bro. The rest is not that popular.
But 300,000 is still like not bad, actually.
Yeah lah, but compared to last time.
Oh yeah lah. Okay.
But okay lah, like yeah, okay lah. Like next, there will be some videos where it's not that.
Next.
Bad. Oh my.
Okay.
So now is it the OP guy?
What do you mean? Daniel Tamago? Okay.
No.
Oh, Sneaky.
Yeah,
okay, Sneaky Sushi, bro.
Give it 9.
Okay, that one?
9.
Legit funny. I'll give it a 10, bro.
Yeah, legit? 9, 10. It's damn funny, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Funny.
Like, even though Fabian say that, like, oh, this one is just play over. Yeah, just cursing.
Yeah, but that's the good part, bro. He has the balls to do that.
That's the
point.
And that's why we watch it, bro.
Yeah, it's funny.
He every time react to stuff and
then he just criticize. It's damn funny, dude. Like,
yeah, it's damn funny. No, cause got the Singaporean taste, you know.
But you didn't watch it until that time I come to your house. Then I show you one video. Like you didn't watch it that often.
No,
I've
always been watching, bro.
But it's damn funny, dude. That's fucking funny, bro. Funny, bro.
I think the earliest. Wait, let me see. The earliest video I've watched. Like for some videos, like the one he say eating serving size, that one I never watch.
Oh,
like,
I watched it before.
I watched it already.
It's
not as funny, but it's more trendy.
Yeah.
Hey, you lose.
Wait,
is that called?
Hey,
you lose.
That's
called.
I didn't say his name, bro. I didn't say trendy.
Bro. Remember before? Associated.
Yeah, associated to his name. What? Like you say. The food, right? It's like technically his name, what? What are there so many?
Okay, the four. For Sneaky Sushi, the first video I've watched is, I think, the Singapore's cringiest TikToks, bro.
I think the first one is.
And drop out of YouTube for drop out of school for YouTube.
But go watch the I Walk Around Singapore that one.
Oh yeah, I watched that one. That's not that good.
That one I never watched it.
That's not that good. I don't think it's
that good. No, but it's
experience. But you can tell that the videos, like, it has been just increasing in like the quality.
I can't remember what's my first one.
Guys, I might have to stop soon, you know.
The one he I don't know what country. Then he walked up the mountain. He hiked for like yeah, there's one video he made. He went
down. No, I never watched it.
I don't remember. Let me find it. Is it Thailand or what? I can't remember. I think I remember it was an Asian.
Oh, country. spending 36 hours on a mountain.
Yeah, that one. But I don't know where it is.
Okay. Well, by the way, I rate him 6.5.
Oh, why?
Why?
Okay lah, normal only.
No, that's the only.
But, like, not bad.
Only Singaporean video that I actually watch. The rest all is like, bruh. The rest is like, bruh.
Okay.
Of course, got some other ones lah.
I think I know why he's not popular because he doesn't cater to young audience. It's only like all the teenage people.
What? No, he's popular.
No, I mean it's not as popular.
But not for children.
Yeah, that's why less, because less audience.
No, he's like gonna get 100k already, or did he get already?
I think he's 90.
Yeah, he already got 100k.
100
and something. 106 now.
100 something.
He grew quite fast, yeah.
Because he now
reached other country already. I see his comments, right? I'm from America, I think this guy is funny, something like that. I remember reading. I think one person from like Canada or so. So you got more people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, got a lot of people, see. Okay, the next. Okay, since. Okay, me and Aiden give 9, I give 10, and Justin gave 6.5.
Mm.
Hey, Justin, by the way, when you stop, right, for 2 minutes, you just... Are you going to stop the recording also?
Yeah.
Okay.
Voila. Oh.
Okay. Later you come in, you just say like... Okay, never mind.
Man, let's cut it out. Okay.
Never mind. No, because maybe he like...
No. I mean not cut it out. Like, you stop there, then you start recording. Like, continue. Yeah, like, you can just cut it in half and move it.
No, but it's easier to just send two files.
Okay, next one. Is it Dan Tamago?
Okay.
The rest I don't know.
Yeah, this one is Daniel Tamago.
Then I give it a Daniel 0. Tamago. I hear the voice already.
Daniel Tamago, yeah.
No,
okay,
it's voice.
It's like?
I think it's just me, but I feel like he's exaggerating his accent.
That's why
I don't like it. It's like Jackson Wong, bro. Like, damn cringy. Damn cringy. Singaporeans should speak like how Sneaky Sushi speak like that's normal one. Then you see he speak like, oh man, like cringe, bro.
Yeah. Like some if you watch, cause most of our YouTubers we watch are like America, outside
like
YouTubers.
Yeah, they like, no, they want to cater to other people from other country.
Yeah, then that's why we would. Yeah. No, like we also watch Ang Mo YouTubers, so that's why
let's say foreigner.
Yeah, foreign YouTubers. Yeah. So when we hear them, right, then we tend to like copy the thing a bit. Like, that's what I did last time.
That time is like over the top, like legit, like they're funny. It's like, no, it's okay, like someone like...
Wait,
like,
so how much you read?
I have 0, bro.
Zero. I
read from the accent only. I read
travel videos, right? I read 11 for his...
Yeah, cause the videography...
Dude, edits, right, is like... Insane, bro. Insane.
I never watched before, so I can't see.
No, legit. You later watch it.
Cannot, bro. I want to vomit blood.
It's not. There's none of his voice. It's,
no,
it's
then just don't listen.
It's just
the videography.
Cinematography. Yeah.
His video is just cinematography.
Yeah. No, got some of most, them. The ones that are damn good one.
Like, but for the montage, right, is damn pro.
Wait, I go see now. Okay,
for his normal one, right.
Okay, I'm gonna,
well, the video is Why Study Abroad Changed My Life.
Like,
that's his best video.
He talking, right?
No. Like, it's just a lot of cinematography.
Oh shit, I just tried Why Study already. Come already. Okay, I'll watch.
Wait, don't watch now. Not later get copyright.
No, I'm off.
No, like, cannot hear.
After me.
Okay.
and
okay,
but
so yeah,
but his normal video is like a bit.
Oh shit!
Normal.
Oh my god! I see his face. Okay, I cannot really. Okay, later watch.
No, you go to the middle.
Yeah, later watch.
Yeah. Okay, for me, right, like I'll give for effort, right, I'll give like a 8 like that.
Yeah, I think
content.
No,
no, content wise, it caters more towards like studying
students.
Like students.
No, but
like,
I think,
for entertainment.
You should have a school high because at time he come my house, he watch.
Huh? Where got?
Okay, two times. I remember two times you come here, just watch. At least I think. Because I hear the voice really, like, very like distinct, very iconic one. Because like, I don't
what?
even foreign YouTuber the accent not this much. So yeah, I don't know if it's him.
But for Daniel Tamago, I'll prefer the ones where he
don't talk.
Like not related to school stuff. No, what don't talk. No, cause the school one right for me a bit boring Cause I watch also like too late already. Like exam already over though, but for them it's still ongoing. It's good, but then, cause for me I prefer like entertainment. That's why I would rate the Sneaky Sushi higher than Daniel Tamago.
Okay. I never watched before, so I can't rate. Unless you're based on this.
Okay. You cannot say zero, bro, cause of his accent.
Yeah, that's what I said. So I don't say again.
But I think overall not bad lah. Like content, I think once it's on holidays, then it will be more interesting. Like, I think he should do more of the public videos and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, I know what's the dude. Okay, Roy Watanabe.
Not fish YouTuber lah.
Yeah, you know he's my brother's friend. He's tennis one. Then bro, he professional tennis player.
Your brother know him
Yeah,
what's up, guys? I'm back.
Cause I watch on my TV, right? Then after that he's like
no, like personally.
Yeah, but not super close . But there's no
who
Roy Watanabe. I think the most the best
Rio Watanabe.
Yeah, Rio whatever Roy.
What are you talking about?
Fish,
who is
it's a fish YouTube.
The phone model
in Singapore.
Is it a Japan one? Japan
like
one.
From Japan, but he's
Singaporean Japan. Japan.
Yeah, then he's the most famous fish YouTuber in Singapore. Yeah,
oh, I watch him.
Yeah, he's professional.
If it's not bad, it's not bad.
Dude, you go search.
I watch his rice fish.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that counts.
No, because that one it's actually the name of the fish. So damn.
Yeah.
Japanese, right?
No, yeah lah. Oh, I just realized. No, but it's legit lah, legit.
Like minnows lah, Japanese minnows.
Yeah.
Well, you're speaking of fish, right, Aiden? You wanna say something or not?
Oh, okay. So right. Me and Pak Yushuan have decided to make a marine saltwater, not freshwater, like a bit boring. So saltwater related podcast, bro, coming soon. Just saying, it's coming soon. Okay, next. That's the teaser, bro. Okay, so enough tickling your balls, sack. Okay, good. Let's go to the next one,
bro. Okay.
That's why sneaky shit. I say that's funny. Dude, the shit that funny. Don't like how it. Okay, next one.
Okay, wait, just now. Yeah, I know. Wait, just now my phone, my Bluetooth disconnect, right? Then I still heard the tickling your balls sack. No, it's like, no, sometimes, right, it'll be like, when you see something pro, I'm like, oh shit, I think I just got a boner.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the tickling your balls is funny. Enough tickling your balls, sack.
You know, that's the first time I heard someone come with that. It's very funny, bro. The first time I saw that, actually.
Yeah, that's shit. Genuine content, bro.
Tickling your balls. Okay, I think that's good.
Let's continue, guys.
Okay, continue. Okay, so I think we will do like maybe
for
one
me,
or two more.
I can't hear you guys again. I'm lagging.
Wait, what?
Wait, you're lagging. Let me change. Let me restart again.
Wait.
Oh yeah, by the way, that joke, right, is only you know if you watch the Sneaky Sushi. So yeah, highly recommend you to watch. if you're okay with those type of jokes.
Then
you should watch.
Repeat.
No, like the Sneaky Sushi, right? Only the viewers will understand it. like the joke.
Okay.
See that Aiden is a.
Wait, we got more or not? We got like YOLO, right?
That one I don't watch. I don't watch him.
Don't watch what?
Oh, you don't watch.
Oh, wait, so
YOLO,
so what,
YOLO,
you, what,
YOLO.
Rio Watanabe.
No. Got one YOLO guy, but I don't watch him. When I like for oh, me, right, it's like the like Aiden's Daniel Tamago. It's like the reason for Aiden's Daniel Tamago, like the accent, I don't like that one. Not like
you got no accent, right?
No, it's like, hey guys, welcome back
no,
to my channel.
He's more like
this sounds like Tim Charles, bro.
No lah.
No, it's like strap on, like whatever you say.
Oh yeah.
That one for me I don't like that, but it's not making fun of his accent or whatnot. It's just
his choice of words.
Yeah, his choice of the phrasing.
Shut up. You don't go to that realm.
What?
Why?
How?
Jack is.
What? Oh.
The choice of words.
Oh, yeah, I think that one you lose already, bro.
Dude, I never say. I didn't say.
Just kidding. Okay. So the next YouTuber is Dkosh, bro.
I never watched before, bro. I only see his videos.
Okay, so regardless of what has happened, a few months ago, I think, or like.
I only watched.
Yeah, I don't really watch him.
The only time I see him is a long time ago. There's one episode he just on time. He did the photography one. Then he was inside as the photographer.
Pablo, the one, the who's Lakosh.
Yeah, every time he says the accent.
Yeah.
Hey, wait. So how much you rate?
Dkosh, last time, right?
I don't even watch him. I rate him based on the Pablo, right? Okay, that's fine. Quite funny,
yeah,
but sometimes
like,
sometimes
over-exaggerated.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, I don't really watch him.
I don't watch
him
at all.
Like, even though they say he's the Singapore's oldest entertainer, right? Like, okay, not oldest, but one of the pioneering entertainers. Because he entertained Singapore for like 10 years plus, really. But the only videos that I've watched are...
Yeah, he is.
The only videos I've watched are Top 10 Idiots and like every year.
Yeah,
one.
That's the only video I watch.
Yeah, and
that's
the
only
TikTok
video
one, bro.
I watch.
And
I never watched any before. I only maybe had a glimpse of the TikTok like a few days ago. Cause I wanted to see the comments on it.
Okay.
Because he has a new video, right?
Yeah.
I only watched that the first part, then I looked at the comments.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't really watch Dkosh that often.
I don't know why I don't watch it.
Yeah, it's like when you wanna watch something funny, right? Like why do I not think of watching Dkosh? I also don't know why.
Yeah, I also don't know. Like I don't know why.
But maybe it's our preference, but still there's still a lot of people that
rate,
watch.
Bro.
Okay. Regardless of what happened, I'll give it a 6. 6 to 7.
Oh shit, I actually give it a 6 or so. Because the only video I watch is his Top 10 Idiots.
Yeah, but Top 10 Idiots
is damn
pro. Those videos every time
damn
pro one.
Yeah.
Wait, Aiden.
Okay, so moving on to the next YouTuber.
I don't know any more YouTubers that are like popular. Like
okay, wait,
still do
I
videos.
I got a last one.
Okay, last one.
I got a last one. That all three of you confirm no one.
What?
Okay.
Oh, I know already.
Aiden, you want to guess what
already,
YouTuber
already.
Is it?
Already.
No, you cannot say. You cannot say.
What are you talking about?
I think
Aiden,
I know.
Can you guess what YouTuber that all three of us know? Like 100%.
I think I know it.
It's like Singaporean YouTuber.
Singaporean. Oh,
I think I know
it.
Already.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, bro. El Cammy, bro.
That one I give a 10, bro. Legit.
That one, right? Last time I give like 8, bro. Then now, right? No more video already.
I wonder who is this guy, bro. Like, bloody legend. His content is damn good.
Yeah, it's like. No, like, damn good, it's damn underrated.
You know the guy that was fishing inside the guy that
pink shirt.
Yeah, the best acting I've ever seen. Bro.
Yeah, dude, all y'all should go and check my channel out, man. ALCHEMYHD.
Then also the.
Yeah, bro.
You know the cameraman for the soccer show?
Like,
bloody legend, bro. He's soccer show. Emperor one, bro. Can be.
Singapore national team, bro.
Yeah.
I think that one.
No, in the why you should buy a green ball.
Yeah. Bloody legend,
bro. A bit of copyright from the Kieran Brown.
Yeah.
Then you know the way his form is like the hand much like oh then bro. pro soccer player, right?
Okay, I think that one, I think around 10, bro. Around 10. Yeah, that
one. Okay, I can. We all agree, bro.
Dude, you never okay, post, so post in like 1 year, like 8 months, bro.
Yeah, yeah, damn sad.
The last video I post is last year, October.
Wait, hey, you don't say it's you, Peck.
Oh yeah, shh.
That person never... the person last one...
That guy, bro, is like damn good, yeah. I hope he can post. I hope he can post tomorrow.
The illusions, yeah. He's like the person that says, give me my dream. That one. Wait, at the end, he stare at the mirror, then the thing go over. Then the thing go over the neck, eh? Like, actually, a bit ironic, the thing go over the neck. Because usually that character is the one that, okay.
I think we have failed this challenge miserably.
Yeah, usually that one, that person is the one that wrap something around the neck.
Yeah. Episode
is like a shocking thing, bro. Because he's the one.
Okay,
next one.
Okay. So to close up.
No more already.
Okay, so moving on with Singaporean, relating to Singapore stuff. So we're going to talk about things that Singaporean parents usually say.
Say, what's the
matter with that sound? That's not me, yeah, that's Yishan.
What?
What was that sound, bro?
Hey, I dropped my water, bro. Please.
I think you all know it, bro.
Wait, is it legit?
Yeah. No, because I was on my chair. So
loud.
So it just squeezed out, bro. No. Cut it out.
Put it in, bro.
No, I don't think wait, the mic can.
I don't know whether you can, the microphone can hear.
Yeah, I think cannot.
Yo, you know, right?
No, I thought it's his chair move, bro.
Like,
that's scraping,
right?
Okay.
Aiden laughed like one jaguar. That's why I started halfway drinking water.
Okay, so we'll move on to our next topic. Possibly our last topic, because the tier list has dragged on for about half an hour already.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. So we'll talk about things that Singaporean parents usually say. So it's basically like superstitions or like sayings that most Singapore children would have heard it before.
Most parents will say to their children.
Yeah, nice. To warn them.
No, it's just like. They're telling them their beliefs or something.
It's not beliefs. It's like more of like how some, to say it's like.
Or then they want the warning, listen. Yeah, to listen because they like scare the children.
Yeah, like don't do a stupid thing.
Okay, so the first one is probably one of the most common ones is when in Singapore, right, there are lots of migrant foreign workers. Then most of them are for Bangladesh. Then after that, most parents, right, I know it's very racist, but it's very stereotypical. But then most parents will tell their children, when they do something naughty, like the parents were like,
yeah, they will say,
I'm gonna throw you to the Blanga worker, the apu nene, will catch you.
So even though
it's not true.
This is like
not true at all.
Yeah, it's definitely not true. Like none that we know of, but in Singapore, luckily that they actually educate the children on this type of things. If not,
but I think it's way too late, bro. They teach us way too late. Like, primary school.
Better late than never.
Like, you know what my parents say that, right? Then every time, like, I remember from primary school, right? I was like, damn scared to get kidnapped. Then I see one.
No,
like,
but this is very rare. This is more for what the Chinese, or like.
Only Chinese people say. Chinese takes majority of people, so.
Yeah, majority they also cause minority ma or the.
I don't think Indian parents could tell their Indian.
Yeah, they won't say much.
Don't go to Indians.
But if they no, like, or don't go to Chinese but if they do say to Chinese, I also won't be surprised because Chinese also say to Malay.
But I don't think they do because I think Chinese is a very like this Chinese people are very superstitious. I think this has nothing to do with superstition, but then there are
none that we know of. But if they do, I also won't be surprised, cause our parents also do the same thing.
Nice.
But it's not really our parents, mainly our grandparents.
Yeah, grandparents.
For me, yeah. Okay, so the next one would be to study hard or you'll become a cleaner.
Oh, that one always, you know, always. Like, last time my parents always say.
Yeah, like I saw this Instagram post, right? Like, I think other country also say, like, study hall, you become like, sweep the floor or whatever. Then they'll say, there's an Instagram post that shows two parents, right? So the first parent is this one, which is tell the child, don't study hard, you'll become a cleaner. Then the next one is like more, much better, which is study hard and
get a better job.
Like look at those people and then say you study hard and then you change their life.
Oh yeah, that's nice. My parents never say that.
That one's like much more.
Better. More positive.
Let them know. Let them learn.
My parents last time say, you better study hard or you must clean the toilet.
Okay, so the next one would be to not on the light in the car.
That one is battery. For me, it's battery, but you guys police.
Battery? For me, that's the thing. I don't know. Battery can, but.
No, it's not. It's not. I don't know. My parents never say that. Mine's only seatbelt.
Okay. So there are two scenarios regarding the
car.
Things you shouldn't do in a car, which is not to on the light. If not, the police will catch you. Or for Aiden, the battery will be wasted, which is I think the more practical reason.
Every time my father will say, when I on right, they say okay, don't on so long. Later the battery die.
But then my father told me right that it is because you will like the drivers behind you cannot see properly, I think, or something like that.
Is it because like sometimes the driver will look through your car, like look through the window, your front window, like see the car in
front? Oh yeah, no. They'll look at the rear view.
No, like if it's very bright, then cannot see properly.
When they want to look behind you, the driver will be driving, right? Then the front mirror over there. Then they'll use that mirror to look behind, ma. Then you cannot see properly.
The other one is, I think everybody experience, like, legit every single Singaporean, I think, is don't wear safety belt or police will catch you. Which, I don't think wearing safety belt is a law, right?
It is, lah!
It is a law, legit.
It is.
It is like safety, bro.
Yeah, I thought it's safety, not a law.
It's a law, but the thing is that the chances of the police actually catching you not wearing a seatbelt is very low.
No, the thing is, the police, they see me, right? They also don't care. They can't really see.
My phone is so downstairs already. Okay, so another one would be, wait, let me see. Aiden say, don't touch black cat.
Don't touch what?
Don't go near black cat.
Aiden go and write in the chat, don't go near black cat.
That's what my grandmother tell me. Even, but I don't believe that. I still go touch black cat.
unlucky.
It's superstition. Because in my grandmother's house, right, downstairs, right, a lot of stray cats, and then cute one. There's always just one black cat there. Then after that, my parents sometimes say, don't go near.
Yeah, because it's reincarnation of a witch.
Yeah, but it's like cute, bro.
I read some feng shui stuff. Like if you keep fish, right,
and all eels, them are like white.
Let's say goldfish, right? You keep like 7 of them gold. So you keep 7 fish, 6 of them gold, then 1 of them black to absorb all the negative energy in the house. And then if the black one die, that means there's, I think, if I'm not wrong, maybe there's too much energy or something. Too much negative energy. Not sure.
Okay, just saying, I just put off the bag. I'm more of a scientific guy. So like, everything have to happen for a reason. Right?
I'm very, very feng shui guy. If my eel jump out, Aiden would say, cause they're escape artists or I never cover properly. But for me, it would be.
You also partly believe on that, cause it's like legit. It's true, legit. They're escape artists.
Yeah.
That's why the people they put the like a brick, like a weight on the thing, cause they can like,
yeah.
Dude, they had one video fucking, you see on Instagram or not, like you legit go out of the tank to eat the food, then come back inside.
Yeah. That video then popular. Okay, yeah. Just for backstory, right? I came at you last time, and then I put it in the next day. I saw it on the floor.
Yeah.
Dude, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's cause it jump
snow,
out.
It's a snowflake eel, which is one of the most common ornamental eels kept in salted cream hobby. Okay.
Okay. So, another okay. This is like a side track from this. I think that's all that we have. But you all got watch the video on the last at Golden Mile. There's these three guys that went to go and fight one old guy.
Oh, then old guy beat them in the
Yeah, the old guy, the uncle go and beat them up, bro.
Yeah, I saw
a bit. I saw that
on Mothership. I saw a bit. Like, they say one guy beats up three people, like something like that.
I saw the video.
I didn't watch. So basically, I saw the Mothership post.
Cause it was on SG follow, so like all the spicy video are always over there, man.
Oh, that one I don't follow that.
So I'm not sure what really happened, but it looked like they had some argument or disagreement. Then, they started fighting, but the three people, right, they were so bad that I don't know how they didn't even manage to take down the uncle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the uncle...
No, maybe the uncle is good, lah.
Maybe the uncle is like uncle Wushu is talent, damn big bro. Size. What?
No, like Wushu doesn't help you in the game.
Big size.
Oh,
Wushu is not fighting, man. It's performing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so yeah, basically...
You know, right, I watched, just saying, you know, I watched some video, right, then they say Wushu is like very... It's like more of dancing, man. It's like more elegant.
It's like more of an art than a sport.
Funny.
That's why there's difference like martial arts and wushu.
Yeah, then they said, I think one person funny guy, I don't know where he's Ting Sushi, he said that like wushu is like the martial art that like all the other martial arts at. Like, you know, everybody like you see Aikido, like Taekwondo. Like all laugh at then they all laughing at the shit one which is wushu. I watched some video.
Because
like,
wushu, wushu is always perform on. Like yeah, judo,
like
they
all show, all it's like all show.
Fighting,
like,
bro.
It's like all show, but then doesn't help you at all. And then like okay, maybe not at all but a bit But then, taekwondo is like you can show people, but then you it actually helps you while fighting.
No lah, but taekwondo you got see they are fighting or not? It's damn dumb man.
I don't taekwondo.
Best is MMA lah. Best is MMA.
Yeah, MMA.
WWE.
That one is just basically everything.
WWE.
Yeah. WWE no, is staged.
That one is rigged, bro.
So like, do them fake, bro.
Yeah.
But the thing is, my father also saw it. Then he say the three people right should have went to go and hold the guy and like one person sacrificed go and hold the old guy. Then the two just beat him up.
Okay. Why your father say that?
No. The thing is, the three people are very stupid. They're all going one by one.
Then I tell me, wow, this guy could just hold the gun so easy, right? Yeah.
Like this guy, the three people, right? They all go in like one straight line. Then the big uncle, right, just like slap all their face. They all fall down.
Oh my! You remind me of something, bro. Like, you know Cinema Sins, right?
Huh?
Cinema Sins, the YouTuber. You don't know what's that. Oh my!
No, but I know that. But I know there is a video on YouTube where it's called the slap la.
No. Oh yeah, that one. But no, I mean you know Cinema Sins. Yeah? It's like a YouTuber that like he just then make fun of every single video.
Movie.
I mean, every movie. Yeah, it's damn funny. It's legit funny. Then got one. I remember the John Wick one, right? Then there's one.
Yeah.
You know the Parabellum, the newest one, right? Then there's one.
Yeah.
You watch it or not?
No.
Okay, so there's one part, right? It's like a gang of people, right, of Chinese people, try to fight John Wick. Then they all one scene, right, they all chasing together as a group. Then when they're fighting, right, one by one come on. Then it reminds me of that.
But you go and watch that video, it's legit like that. Like,
yeah, because they...
Wait, where's the video? Where's the video?
SG follow song.
They took it down, bro.
Oh, they took it down? Oh, then
is it on story?
No, it's they it's posted it.
Okay, then I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they took it down.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Unlucky. Oh no, it's here.
I need to go eat, bro.
Wait, I sent to you, Justin.
They sent me also there.
Okay. It's damn funny, cause the thing is,
they all fall down already.
Yeah. Yeah, the old guy, right, is like one muscle man, then he go and beat all of them up.
SG follows all. Which one? All this one.
But the guy, the old guy seems to know what he was doing, bro. Like, he seems to have some experience.
3 days ago.
Yeah. Like, compared to all those other fighting videos, where, like, Singapore fighting video, right? It's damn bad. Like, they kick each other only, you know. They just swing their leg. It's like, damn bad. This one is...
Oh my god.
Then this one is like, the people actually know how to fight.
Look at that skill, bro. Holy shit.
They all say... they all say, the woman a referee, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, I like how, like,
Uncle Power.
No, I like how the
One Punch Man.
No, I like how the guy.
One Punch Man.
One of the dudes, right? They try to throw a punch. Then they hit his face, but then never flinch at all, bro. Then punch him back. That's funny.
Yeah, then they say, oh, this one. Once one guy knock out, all the one fight already.
Yeah.
The guy literally got dropped, bro.
Like, he didn't punch one time, he fall on the ground.
Yeah.
Shit, bro.
The third guy looks so scared.
Yeah, he like hide behind the woman already.
Funny, bro.
But the thing is, the video quality damn shit, yeah. I don't know how come the video still damn bad, the quality.
Yeah, I thought you use photo and like, okay, can see the, at least can see the face. Huh?
No, it has like, been forwarded nowadays, a lot of times.
Circulating a lot of times. Like,
oh, yeah. But it's damn pro, yeah, this guy.
Okay, so I think we end it here.
I think that's all for today. I think this is quite a decent episode.
Better than yesterday. Compared
to the one we were recording yesterday.
Okay, boys.
Okay, so that's
all for this week. We need to go and eat our dinner now. Yes.
Okay.
We're kind of late this episode. I'm going to upload it later.
Okay,
so that's all for this week. We'll see you next week.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Hopefully on Friday. If not, it'll be on Sunday again. And... yeah, okay, bye-bye.